Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. A new prescription for a new you, America. Does an apple a day really keep cholesterol at bay? Time magazine says that it might, lending credence to the old adage, one of my favorites, about eating an apple every single day. A new study finds that women who ate the fruit daily saw improvements in cholesterol levels and markers of inflammation, suggesting a lower risk of heart disease within a year's time. A study conducted by researchers at my alma mater, Go Noles, Florida State University, involved 160 women who were randomly assigned to eat about 2.7 ounces of dried apples or prunes or dried plums daily. And the researchers did blood tests at 3, 6, and 12-month marks to measure heart risk factors. The women who ate prunes saw also slight reductions in these risk factors, but not some to the extent of those who ate apples, said the study author and professor of nutrition, Baram Arjamandi, said an extra benefit. The women in the apple group lost about 3.3 pounds on average. So let's go to Susan now to the phone lines. Hi, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, darling. What's going on?
I had blood work done the other day, and well, about 2 weeks ago at the doctor's. And I called to get the results, and they said everything was fine except for my sugar was high, and I've never had that. Said I do take lovastatin and lisinopril and CoQ10, and I asked her about my vitamin D because I listened to you and all that stuff, and my numbers were running 30, and I said, well, she said that's fine, and because I wanted to take some vitamin D, and she said, well, 30's okay. I listened to Dr. Asa, and he said it should be up about around the 70 mark, and she goes, oh, well. She sold me some vitamin D because I buy my vitamins and everything from her, and they're 5,000 IU. I take one a day. But
yeah,
with
fine.
The sugar high, I have a ring around my neck, and I have had it for about a year. And I told her last year I've been seeing the same doctor about 3 years, and I said, I'm concerned about this ring around my neck. It looks horrible, and it's not from not, you know, washing it. And now with them saying my sugar is high, isn't a ring around your neck like a sign of diabetes or something? And I, that lady that called before that gets hot and cold, I get like that. I'll have a sweatshirt on and get goosebumps and freezing underneath. And then I'll get real hot like hot flashes.
Now, what is your age right now?
54. I'm going to be 55 this year. I have hysterectomy, so I have no hormones. I was on HRT replacement afterwards, and then they took me off when that big scare came, and no one will give me hormones anymore.
Okay. The ring around the neck, is it just more of a, is it real thin, or is it wide, and is it faded, or is it real defined?
It's wide, and it looks like a, almost like, not a rash, but like redness, like, it just looks horrible. It looks yucky on my neck, and when I first started getting it, I told her, and she had mentioned it was something else. I can't remember what she said it was. And I said, you sure that ain't diabetes? And she said, no, it was something, and I can't remember. But then when I called the other day, and her husband said, the only thing was your sugar was a little high, Sue. And I was like, well, that's weird. I've never had high sugar. So I wondered if that, you know, I didn't know about all this. And I haven't been back in to see her yet. I'll go back here and next month and see her and go over all this.
And does that red ring, does it ever itch? Does it burn? Do you feel it, or you just see it?
No, you just see it. It just looks horrible, but it doesn't bother me or anything. It's not painful. It's not itching. It's not nothing. It just looks yucky. It's kind of like a skin discoloration.
Oh, I got it. Okay. Well, if the blood work came back with your blood sugar a little bit high, you're going back, obviously, to get it tested again and let them take a look at it again. Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And when she did my blood, see, I'm supposed to fast to do the blood work, but she went ahead and drew blood on me anyway that I didn't fast because I was really concerned. I have a lot of back pain, and I have bulging discs and a pinched nerve in my back. And my back's been locking up sometimes where I can't stand up. It's almost like I'm paralyzed, and really, it hurts. And I told her, you know, I'm real concerned, and I got to get some MRIs done again. But like I said, I've heard on Dr. Ice's show that, you know, you can take vitamin D. If your vitamin D levels are low, then that can cause back pain, too. And I really didn't want to take any kind of pain medicine. I want to try the acupuncture. So I just wanted to know a little information on that. Do I need a doctor's referral for that? I have insurance.
Well, I mean, sometimes. I mean, some states will definitely cover acupuncture, and they can go with a referral. Sometimes you don't even need a referral. Sometimes you can just go in, and the insurance will cover it. I know Blue Cross has started covering acupuncture at certain levels. So it's pretty interesting how that trend is coming around. The vitamin D, though, that is right. You are right. The levels between about 70 and 90, they really do a lot more for the body. You can be in the normal range and keep it on the low end. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's a little bit of – it's better to be in the safe zone, I think, than in the low zone, especially with what vitamin D does for the body and how it regulates so much of the body and to keep everything where it needs to be. So that's what I would look at. Now, the little ring around your neck, one thing you can do, especially, you know, not seeing it and trying to describe it here is a little bit difficult. And if your doctor's already looked at it and she says it's – blankety blank, we don't know. I mean, it just depends. You know, on the neck, doesn't itch, doesn't burn, and it's just there. Could it be due to sugar? Probably not. It just might not be. Now, one thing you can do is cut out all the sugar, you know, any kind of sugar foods from your diet, and the carbohydrate sources only use fruits and vegetables, and then, of course, good lean quality proteins every meal, so at least 3 meals a day, and then your healthy fats, your omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, all of those together are really beneficial. So the proteins, the fats, and the carbs. But, see, here's the deal. Cutting out the processed carbohydrates, that's the big one. Because if it's a buildup of maybe candida or yeast, or it could be fungal related, it could be eczema, it could be, I mean, there's a lot of could be's. And that's why it's going to really be up to your doctor who's looking at you to figure out exactly what's going on. But I can tell you this, that cutting out certain foods that would raise either inflammation in the body in the digestive tract that could disrupt the bacterial flora by you not having the right kind of bacteria. So, again, this could be using antibiotics for years, never really using probiotics enough to rebuild the bacterial flora. I mean, there's a host of things that could cause that little kind of skin reaction to the body. So you might want to look into that. You might want to look into probiotics. You want to look into some of those, but more of a cleansing tight diet for a little while might be helpful, because if it goes away, then it was probably, which most of the time skin conditions are related, that's something that comes into our diet. So modifying that a little bit might help, and especially going back and getting the blood work done. Yeah, definitely do it fasting, because it's going to, if you didn't, of course, that's why the blood sugar's up. It'll give a good read. Ask her if she can run a hemoglobin A1C. Usually they don't run that out of the gate. And they can't really run that unless you got a diagnosis of diabetes as far as getting it paid for with insurance. So you may have to pay like an extra $30 or $40 for it. But it will give you the long-term scope of your blood sugar. And sometimes it's good to compare that with your regular blood sugar, your glucose test, that they'll do in the blood work. And that could be a good combination to give everybody on that end some really good information. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk Radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 16th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1743.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1786.63, $893.32 for a half ounce, or $446.66 for a quarter ounce. That's $1786.63, $893.32, and $446.66.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli. From USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson. Dr. Norman Shealy. Matt Stein. Dr. Joel Wallach. Larry Pratt. John Moore. Lisa Bedford. Marjorie Wildcraft. And 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. It is. Did you know that? You could lose so much in life, but when you lose your health, you lose a lot because you lose everything. That's it. Lights out. You lose your health. And it's the one area which is great because the body does regenerate. And there's certain points of no return, but the body does regenerate every single day. So each day, old cells are dying off, new cells are forming. We get a brand new body about every year, roughly. And the exciting part of that is that our bodies can function at a higher level. And we can make such a change within our health if we're willing to. If we're willing to make some changes, we can really go to the next level in our health and with our life. And that's what we're going to help you do here on this show. That's what this show is about. It's about you. It's about your health, your life. It's about taking you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Check us out, asaandrew.com. A new supplement that helps depressed moms. Now, postpartum depression, we know, is a big deal. And it's estimated to affect about 20% of new moms. But according to new research, fish oil supplements help prevent it. Really? That's why I want to read this. Fish oil supplements. Now, they talk about gel caps here, and you know I'm not a big fan of the gel caps. Bigger fan of the actual oil itself. It absorbs better. Your body utilizes it better. And you need the higher concentration, especially if you're an adult and looking to get these kind of benefits that are in the study. But nevertheless, they did a study with the gel caps. And let's get into it for a second. So the small study's head researcher, Michelle Judge, from the University of Connecticut School of Nursing, considered previous findings that omega-3 fatty acids had beneficial fat found in certain fish and help babies to be developed faster, and that pregnant women pass on fatty acids to their developing children during the third trimester. The judge became curious about the effect of drop in fatty acids had on the expecting mothers, and in the judge's trial, 42% of pregnant women were given either 200 milligrams of fish oil daily from their 24th week to birth or a placebo, according to Time. And health experts currently recommended that pregnant women take about 200 milligrams daily of DHA. Now, that's the real good part of the omega-3 fatty acids. But most moms, to be far or short of the advice, consumed only about 50 to 100 milligrams per day. Turns out the new moms who took the fish oil scored lower on the postpartum depression rating than those who took the placebo. So the study's too small to draw any major conclusions right now, but the judge plans to expand the trial. In the meantime, it wouldn't hurt for the pregnant women to keep up with their recommended dose of omega-3s, says the judge. So Mrs. Judge up in there doing a great, great study, I think, about this, because the omega-3 fats are critical. I think that the mothers, in my opinion, should be taking cod liver oil, omega-3 fats, fatty acids, especially with highly concentrated DHA through the pregnancy. And most OBs would agree with that because, remember, whatever you're putting in your body goes to help form the baby. And even for the own mother's sake, after the birth, we're finding out now, we know that omega-3s have always helped with any kind of brain chemistry related issue. And hormones get really out of whack during pregnancy. And then when the body, post-pregnancy, the body is trying to stabilize, is trying to find that equilibrium, that balance point. And in the middle of that process, when you have good nutrients that you can give someone to get things balanced, that's where the real key comes from. And the omega-3 fats, there's nothing better to get hormones back into balance and snap everything back into gear than that. And I think that's why they're finding, which I'm glad they're actually doing a study on this, that the depression is lifted and the potential for postpartum is lifted in a lot of these studies. And I think as time goes on, we're going to see that more and more. And I'm excited to see all these nutritional studies come out based around medicine. It's about darn time, as we say in the South. Frank, you're next on the show. Welcome to the show, man. How can I help?
Thank you. One specific item towards me is psoriasis. I think I've self-diagnosed it myself, lack of insurance, yada, yada, yada. But anyway, through the Internet, I've self-diagnosed it as having psoriasis. It right. is like nobody's business. At the time I did have insurance, I had some type of, they recommended some type of salve, and I used that. But and it's just specifically like on the back of my forefinger and on my kneecap. And that's, you know, that's the limit of it thus far. And I've had it for probably, I don't know, a year or so. Then the other night I had the fortune of hearing your radio station broadcast about, you mentioned somebody taking some type of silver. And again, I was driving, so I wasn't able to write anything down, but nor have I had a chance to look it up. But I did some research prior to that, and magnesium came into the equation again.
Right.
And I'm trying to figure out, you know, all these metals, what's going on. And then also, in studying up on the magnesium, I think magnesium, they said something about the ocean possibly being having that type of curing power as well, like, you know, like at a beach. My aunt was diagnosed, long-distance aunt, was diagnosed with some type of cancer, came to give her goodbyes to my family. Apparently, a year later, she's now, what is that called, remission, I guess?
Yes.
But the person she saw, without, not the doctor, but the person she saw gave her, in lack of better knowledge of this, but silver water, some type of silver vitamin water. And obviously she's now in remission, was expected to die. So can you kind of help me out here on that? I don't know what type of cancer and all that, so, but you know that silver played a part in it as well.
Silver played a role in helping her, or silver hurt her?
No, it played a role in curing her, or, yeah, helping her.
Okay, that's what I thought you said. Just making sure. Let's do this. Those are basically two questions. I can say this. Well, silver, ionic silver, colloidal silver, ionic's a little bit better. But silver is known to have strong properties to build the immune system, to support the immune system. It's really great against virus and bacteria, but it's got some really strong components to it. And whether it cured her or not, I really can't, you know, can't verify that. I mean, I hear what you're saying. But as far as there's studies out on that, there's not a lot. But there are studies out about its properties of supporting the body all the way around as far as the immune system goes. And it is strong at fighting and helping the body fight when things are wearing out. So that's really encouraging. So her diet is going to play a big role. We're going into a break. When we come out, though, we're going to talk about psoriasis and some of the skin conditions you're dealing with and what to do.
Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better in some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Going into break, we were talking with Frank. Frank is dealing with eczema or psoriasis or some kind of skin condition that Dr. Google has told him that he has.
Yes, sir.
And it's one of those. And so it's been on there for about a year. Hasn't really had the money to go see a doctor, so he's kind of self-diagnosing himself. Wanted to know a little bit about cancer and silver and how those two correlate. And I was just talking to you about how cancer is, you know, it's really tough to say silver cures cancer, but what you can say is that it's really good at building the immune system. Can that work for some people and help build their immune system really good? Yes. Did it defeat the cancer? There's no study for that. So it's hard to just say, oh, yeah, that cures cancer. You see what I mean? So it's kind of semantics in a way, but everything's based on studies. And so, but we do know, without a shadow of a doubt, that it builds the immune system. So anyone that's dealing with abnormal cells or a weak immune system or something, they can have benefits from it, just like vitamin C or anything else. So it's got some really great properties to it. But let's get into the skin condition for just a moment, because it's really, this is something a lot of people deal with, Frank, and it's really important to understand where skin conditions come from. Skin conditions are usually from the inside out, not the outside in. Now, even if it's fungal related, which it could be, and if it's omega-3 fatty acid deficiency, which it could be, a zinc deficiency, which it could be, there's a lot of could-bes. But I can tell you there's some general things that you can look into as far as supporting your body all the way around. And dietary type measures that we can take, very, very good. And here's the key. Cutting out foods that create inflammation and food allergies to the body, that's the first thing you want to look into and consider, because by doing what we call more of an elimination, by eliminating things into someone's diet, that just allows the body to kind of heal. It gets all the irritants out of there, and you'll start seeing, I mean, if things start clearing up, then you know you may have a wheat allergy or a gluten allergy or a milk allergy. And even though maybe a blood test may not show it, it could be mild enough to be causing something, some type of skin irritation, like you're seeing now. And one of the number one reasons, outside of gluten and casein protein in the milk, is an omega-3 fatty acid deficiency, because we don't really get them in our food supply unless you're eating fish every single day. And even that tends not to be enough of the omega-3 fats. They say eat a couple of pieces of fish a week. That doesn't even touch it. So that would be something to look into, like cod liver oil, things you get at your health food store. I mean, that is not the gel caps, but the oil. That is one of the best things you can put in your body all the way around. And when you're having a skin condition, that's what you always want to think first is something like that. And probiotics, which put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract and are just amazing at supporting the gut health. And when you get the gut health up where it needs to be, that's where everything changes, and you just see a huge difference when you start putting the good bacteria back in. So something to consider as you're going through that. I would tell you, though, going to a physician, it's a smart thing to do. I know there's no insurance and all. Have you looked into any of the faith-based clinics in your area where you can go in for like $10? Have you gone that route, Frank?
No, sir. Not yet.
I would do that. Because if it's a money issue right now, and you know, that's one thing that I would do is literally the faith-based clinics in the areas sounds like, you know, some cheap clinic, but it's really not, because what you're going to find there, I actually love them. I think they're great, because you're going to find two things there. You're going to find a medical director that's about 65 or older, and that's a good thing. I'd much rather go to a guy that has a bunch of wisdom. So he's got all this wisdom and just didn't want to be in the big full-time practice. So he's working down at the faith-based clinic, which is probably a member of his church or something, and that's really important to him to kind of give back what he's been given for so long. You're going to get really good care, really good care. And you may have a young doctor out of school that works with him or something like that, or that's training with him. You're going to get fantastic care at these places. People avoid them. The thing, it's like for people that they just don't have anything, and it's not. It's for, they call the working uninsured. And that's why they have these great rates. And got things like office visits for $10 and $20. You can get x-rays for like $100. You can get a MRI for like $500. I mean, just ridiculous prices that would just normally cost so much money. And these hospitals are set up to support them to a certain degree in certain areas. So I would just look into it. And I'm only going on about that because if you haven't been to a doctor in over a year because of financial reasons, no insurance, I know you can go and then all of a sudden one test leads to another and you get a doctor's bill for $1,000 and you're thinking, this is crazy. But that's not how these places operate. So at least go let a doc look at it. Let me tell you, it's easy for us to talk about this here on the radio show. But it's another thing for a doctor that's with 30 years experience to look at it. He'll look at it in about 10 seconds to be able to tell you what it is. And then you can use all the natural means to do it. I mean, the salve and all that you're talking about, creams putting on there, and it really doesn't do much. I mean, it's been there for a year. It's probably something internally that's causing that issue more than externally. And so by, you know, healing things up from the inside and getting the bacterial flora right and really getting everything corrected the way it needs to, filling up any deficiencies that might be there, that's really where you're going to find the greatest benefit. So check into that. See one of those physicians and keep me posted on how that goes. You can always send me an email. Or you can call me back here on the show. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Now we're going to Jared. Hi, Jared.
Yeah, how you doing, Dr. Asa?
Living well, man. What's up?
Hey, I got two questions. My wife, she's got cholesterol problems, and her thyroid was cut out, okay? And I'm also on the master cleanse, and I want to know how long should I stay on it to drop some weight.
All right, so your wife has high cholesterol, is that right?
That's right.
And she's taking what medicine for it?
She was taking Lipitor. And I told her, be careful of it, you know, because it can mess you up pretty good, you know. So she's been trying to slack off of it, but I've been trying to get her to do oatmeal and stuff like that to try to get her cholesterol under control.
Right. Well, I'll just share this with you. The oatmeal really isn't going to do a whole lot for cholesterol. It's kind of a sales gimmick. It really doesn't do a whole lot at all. Matter of fact, I'm not a big fan of oatmeal. What's better for cholesterol are whole eggs. Eggs, whole eggs, not the egg beaters and all the fake eggs. It's the real deal. The whole egg, yolk and all, are the best top cholesterol-lowering foods that we have. It has two components in the egg yolk. So if she could eat two eggs, whole eggs, every single day, and it's great at supporting healthy cholesterol levels. And it really is. There's a lot of good research on that. It has two components in it, choline and lecithin. Choline is a transporter which helps push the cholesterol out of the body. Lecithin is a fat emulsifier. And the fat emulsifier, what it does, it helps clear off the plaque off the arterial walls. And she can look into things like vitamin E. Vitamin E's got some research on it. It's in a lot of the medical texts now about how it blocks the cholesterol from ever getting plaqued up on the arteries in the first place. So a lot of great health benefits that you can find from more the natural side. Red yeast rice is really good too. So when she goes and talks to her doctor, let her know there's some options and would they be willing to monitor her with that. See, that's the key. It's about going to her doctor and kind of laying it out, because a lot of docs really don't know a lot of the natural stuff. They weren't trained that way in school, and it's no fault of theirs. It's not like they don't believe in it. They'll tell you, I don't know about that. And some may just say, I don't really, you know, agree with that. It's Lipitor or nothing. It's Crestor or nothing. But a lot of them would just be honest and just say, look, we weren't trained that way. I don't really know much about it. And that's okay. So just maybe take them some things, whether it's a conversation we have or something you find doing research on your own, and say, can I try this? And she has to get out. She has to exercise 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, doing something she enjoys. I mean, that is, I mean, the bottom line with cholesterol. Because cholesterol, being a challenge of its own, a lot of people, they say it's hereditary. It's more, it has some genetic links to it, but it's more lifestyle related than anything else. I mean, it is one of those things where you just have to realize that, I mean, the when you're clearing out cholesterol, it's diet, it's lifestyle, it's exercise, all that works together. I mean, you take anybody, make them lose 30 pounds, change their diet, and you're going to see their cholesterol get back to normal for the most part, unless there's some weird genetic link to it. And that's what we've seen typically. Now, for these Master Cleanse, the diet, typically you want to do those for about 7 days, no more. 7 days on and about 7 days off in a rotational pattern, unless you're doing like the anti-inflammatory diet, which is what's in my book. I mean, that is what is really a better way to go just for long term, because you're eating really good lean quality proteins and low glycemic carbohydrates and the fruits and vegetables and then the healthy fats. And that is a good plan all the way around to keep you functioning at a high level. And that's what I really encourage. That's why I put in my book. So cleansing should be done briefly. It shouldn't be done long term. Now, the anti-inflammatory diet is cleansing in nature, but it's not a cleanse. See, it's more of a lifestyle. It's more of a pattern. It's more of a way of living that you can go. And that's what I'm a bigger fan of doing. So the cleanse is like the super cleanse that I have in my book, too, is more of like a 3 to 5 day deal. You get your body cleaned out, yeast, fungus, parasite type stuff, candida, all of that, and then you can start eating in an anti-inflammatory manner, and then, of course, your body can build up on its own. One of the best ways to cleanse the body is what I call active cleansing, where you're actively eating, you're actively exercising, your body is naturally cleansing itself through its own properties, its own lymphatic system, and kind of doing its own thing. You don't have to do some special, you know, event to get your body to cleanse out. So a couple things to think about. 888-283-7272. More calls when we come back.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
If you'd rather rebuild roads, schools, bridges, and hospitals here at home instead of building them for others halfway around the world, you're a libertarian. If you think Washington should stay out of the bedrooms and the corporate boardrooms of America, you're a libertarian. If you'd rather die than give another vote to the bloated, constitution-trampling, overtaxing, and overspending members of both failed political parties, if you think your body, your love life, and your private business are no business of the federal government, if you think the Founding Fathers knew more about freedom than the people forcing the Patriot Act and the NDAA on us, hate to break it to you, you're not Democrat or Republican, you are Libertarian. This year, you don't have to be a Libertarian to vote Libertarian. We're not a party, we're the people.
My name is Gary Johnson, and I approve this message. Be Libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. If you're not in the social media world, you need to be. Facebook and Twitter, you can find us there. And also our weekly email newsletter. It's an e-zine. Great information that's going to be coming out. Sign up for that at asaandrew.com. It's called The Health Prescription. I'm excited to get that to you every single week. A new protein that may help the body fight breast cancer. New information out about the human body has some of the own cancer-fighting abilities. We've known that, but there's a new immune protein called interleukin-25. Not really new. It's been around for quite a long time, which appears to be able to tell the difference between normal and cancer breast cells. They found in a study. It's found the protein causes it to self-destruct, and it doesn't hurt regular cells. So the protein could be used as a potential treatment against breast cancer, according to some molecular biologists studying at the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in California. In order to test this theory, they implanted 15 laboratory mice with breast tumors and gave them the protein or placebo each day. A month after the study started, the tumors had grown in the mice getting the placebo and were unchanged in the ones getting the interleukin-25. The findings propose that interleukin-25 could be one of the body's own produced cancer-suppressing proteins, as every day the body produces other potential malignant cells and they're killed through the same process as is triggered by the interleukin-25. When breast cancer tissue was studied, it showed the appearance of the interleukin-25 receptors, but no interleukin-25. It appeared that when the breast tissue turns into cancer cells, they can't make the IL-25, even though the receptor remains. So unfortunately, this binds itself to the interleukin-17, which is a protein that can cause cancer cells to be produced. That's not a good thing. So the two interleukins are members of the immune messenger club called cytokines, and they take on many roles within the body. When the study's results, doctors and scientists are now aware of 38 of these proteins. Future studies will have to be done to determine if interleukin-25 can somehow be used in practical fashion to fight breast cancer in humans. It may be possible in time to turn it into a form of an anti-cancer drug, as it's been done with other interleukins. For example, interleukin-2 is part of the drug used to treat kidney and skin cancers, and interferon is in the family used to treat hepatitis. So we found a lot of different proteins, and that's why proteins are so important to the body. But we have so many that are part of the immune messenger club, as they like to say, and that's kind of a cool thing. It's true. And they're finding more each and every day through research of what's going to be able to help stabilize and fight off certain cancers and other aspects of our body too, to help us really get to a place where we can win the battle, which is exciting. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Dr. Asa. I'm 49 years old, been dealing with atrial fibrillation since I was 13 years old. Been through several catheter procedures, electrocardioversion, so on and so forth, medication for most of my life. Nothing helps.
Okay. So you've been to doctor after doctor after doctor, and everyone feels like they've helped you as much as they can. You're taking any medicine right now?
Nope. Haven't taken any pharmaceuticals at all for over 2 years.
Okay. And how often do you have any of these episodes?
Constantly.
Nonstop.
It's nonstop. And this last episode started last May.
Have you done anything naturally for this? Have you gone that route? What things have you done?
Well, as far as clot prevention, I take 2 tablespoons of cod liver oil every day.
Okay.
That's simply because clotting is the number one risk with AFib.
Right. That's right.
As far as as antiarrhythmia. I'm not aware of what will stop it.
Okay.
What I do know is about a year before the aphid started, what happened is I had some mercury that I was playing with, and I wanted to feel what it felt, tasted like, and felt like in my mouth. Had it in my mouth for probably 30 seconds to a minute, under my tongue, swallowing it around the whole shot. Then I also had my first filling, amalgam filling, which now I've got a mouthful of amalgam.
And you haven't had those removed?
Not yet. That's one of my goals.
Okay.
I'm going to be starting that this year.
That's some good background right there. Now, I definitely would work on those. And don't let them, whoever you work with, get a good biological dentist, and don't let them take more than about two out at a time, 2 to 3 max. Then you give it a little bit of rest, maybe 6 months or so, and then they can take out a couple more. One thing maybe to look into as well is using chlorella. It's just a great agent of chelating mercury out of the body. The cod liver oil is going to do that too, by the way. But as far as chelating mercury out, chlorella is really, really good at that. And even chlorophyll, of course. But aloe vera juice has some properties in it too that can help. And glutamine, all of those can be very beneficial for you in that regard. But as far as the AFib, now, the old adage is in the natural world is that we lose that rhythm a little bit, or the things can change, like with AFib, either because it possibly could be an issue with the thyroid or the pituitary gland, could be one little factor that needs to get checked out through blood work, which I'm sure they've already done all that. But also you want to look into B-complex vitamins. And this is going to sound really simple, but the B vitamin is the multivitamin of the heart. And if you don't have the right amount of B's in the body because they're water soluble, and if you're not getting it in your diet, you can see that affect the heart in a negative way. So you might want to look into some liquid B vitamins, as well as really kicking up your green leafy vegetables along the way. See how that changes. Also look into the anti-inflammatory diet to give you a good foundation so you're getting all the nutrients that you need. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.